Blackstone Audio presents Tinseltown, Murder, Morphine, and Madness at the Dawn of Hollywood by William J. Mann. This book is read by Christopher Lane. For my father, William H. Mann, 1925 to 2013. There's something wrong at Hollywood, the cause, oh, let us seek. There's something wrong at Hollywood. No scandal yet this week. Louisville, Kentucky Times, February 22nd, 1922. Preamble to Intrigue. This is the story of a murder, of a single soft-nosed bullet that traveled upward through a man's ribcage, piercing his lung and lodging in his neck, after being fired by an unknown assailant 92 years ago, on a cold Los Angeles night. This is also the story of three beautiful, ambitious women, all of whom loved the victim and any of whom might have been his killer, or the reason he was killed. It is also the story of one very powerful man, who saw the future of a very profitable industry hanging in the balance, and kept the truth about the murder obscured and camouflaged for nearly a century. In many ways, this is also the story of the American Dream Factory, which was just being born in 1920, a time when the movies were still young and their power still taking people by surprise. It is the story of the clash between old and new, between tradition and innovation, between those who would have censored the movies and their facility to spread new ideas, and those who were determined to bring about a new world of freedom, technology, power, and illusion.